Sir, if you could just send me out on an assignment, I'm sure I could get you what you want. Well, maybe I can get you some others. Something different.
Is he a terrorist?
That they were acting under his order.
Well, sir, I don't know very much about mind control.
Who does?
Except I do know that they've been doing experiments, and they can force people to do things against their will. Well, sir, would you like me to go and take a picture of it?
No. Oh, Judy, I couldn't buy any of that stuff.
Well, would you settle for a poverty-stricken grad student?
I don't know, that guy Byron. I mean, all he wants to do is put people down. He's not interested in he's not interested in helping. I'm sorry, I forgot my allergy pills.
Well, I know that. I just meant that I think he's... Okay, sure. I will see you again, won't I?
And when it cools, it would soften like putty and be practically pure. Oh, for sure. But it would be very dangerous just by itself. You see, it could go supercritical. Yeah, the mass would become so dense that then it would set off a chain reaction. Well, no, but just the release of radiation by itself would be deadly. You take note, don't you?
Well, he just wouldn't do something like that. As a matter of fact, right now, he's probably trying to figure out who did do it. Well, Gail, it's not quite that simple. I mean, think about it. I think Spider-Man does a lot of good, but if people knew who he was, well, it just wouldn't be the same thing. I don't really think he wanted any part of being a superhero. And what about his conscience? What is the point of having some kind of special power if you don't use it to help people? And lonely. How can he ever talk to people the way we're talking right now? I mean, what kind of a life can he really have? Think about it for a minute. He has to lie to everybody. At work, to his friends. What about girlfriends? How could he ever hope to get married and just have a normal life? People think it would be really wonderful to have Spider-Man's powers. Let me tell you, I'm not so sure whether it's a blessing or a curse.
Rita, are you okay?
Now, what does that mean? Oh, Rita, here, give me that. And just relax, I'll fix you a cup of coffee.
Besides, you gave those cons a show they'll never forget.
That's true.
Yes? Oh, this is a book. It's called The Curse of Rava. It's about that cult, you know, the Calistani cult that's all the rage at the university now.
Rita, let's just say there are stranger things that have never been solved.
Get out of here.
Anyway, there's a demonstration of the followers of this at the university tomorrow, and the newspaper wants me to cover it, so maybe I'll find out some more about it.
Wait, you see some of these, Mr. Jameson? I've got some real winners here.
But you always say that pictures like these are what sell newspapers.
Not my...
But you always say to report the news as it happens, no matter who's involved.
Stop telling me...
Well, I suppose I can always do something else with these. I took these pictures on my own time. That gives me the right to do whatever I want with them. Mr. Jameson, I'm just a poor graduate student who's trying to squeeze by as a low-paid part-time photographer. Now, these are good. They're really good. I was the only photographer there, so that makes these an exclusive. I think somebody will buy them from me, don't you, sir? Thank you, Mr. Jameson. That's very generous of you.
Get up.
Oh, really, you have the chief all wrong. He's really a very fair man. You just have to know how to talk to him. Don't worry about a thing, Mr. Jameson. Your lawyer's on his way. Rita called me. Well, she thought maybe I could help you. Captain, Mr. Jameson wouldn't kill anybody. This whole thing is just crazy. Yeah. Is Mr. Jameson's statement? The table slid at them by itself? Well, that's good, sir. No, I mean, it's good that Captain Barbera's recommendation counts for so much. When he finds out that the Bugle is doing an in-depth profile on him, and he realizes that his treatment of you will have a direct bearing on the tone of that article. Well, I'm sorry, I saw the memo on Rita's desk. It, one of your better ideas, I must say. Are you sure he won't mind if you call him this late? Trina? Trina, I have to talk to you. Rava was stolen last night. I think you had something to do with it. You told me that you locked up the museum the night you let Mr. Jameson in. The police will find out that you've got a set of keys. It's just a question of time. But we don't have much time. Here we, Trina. Was this the man? Who is he? Why did you help him?
Yeah, I know. It's called telekinesis. He can make things happen with his mind. Whoever has the greatest power gets the job.
The other night, at the museum, when Mandak and Professor Rustin were arguing, were you there? And he made a stone object fall. And everything Mr. Jameson said happened really did happen.
Well, then why don't you go to Captain Barbera and tell him all that so Mr. Jameson can get out of jail?
Look, maybe Professor Rustin will get better, and maybe he'll clear Mr. Jameson, but that isn't going to happen for a while. There's a meeting tomorrow of the stockholders at the newspaper. If Mr. Jameson isn't there, he will lose control of the Bugle. You have got to do it now.
Oh, Mr. Jameson, how did it go at the stockholders' meeting? So you're still in control of the newspaper?
What? Oh, well, he'd be delighted to hear you say that, Captain. Do you mind if the Bugle quotes you on that?
No.
That is great news. By the way, Captain, whatever happened to Mandak?
Why?
I see what you mean. Well, Mr. Jameson and Captain, why don't you both step in here next to the idol, and then I can take a picture of it.
Okay.
Come on, right here.
Yeah, why don't you come in close?
Really? At front page rates.
Farnham?
I know you. We took a class together at the university.
Who?
Who crippled her? Then he should be punished for what he did to her. He should be caught and punished. If you tell me where he is, I'll see to it that he's caught and punished. I promise you.
Nice of you to visit. Well, like the guard told me, have you ever seen a nice jail? Okay, so it's not the Waldorf. Well, actually, I'm still just kind of an apprentice criminal. I'm just learning the trade. So, did you just come here to encourage me in my life of crime? Give. No, I know she didn't do it. But I do have to talk to her. Never mind. But you've got a point about the police. I've got to find out the angle at which a photograph was taken.
Well, I can ask your boss to get the lawyers to make another attempt to get you out of here for long enough to see her. It's a slim chance.
Try it, would you? Right now?
Peter, really, are you okay? I hate to see you in here.
Yeah, well, I'm not too crazy about it myself.
Rita took Lou Stemple. I'd like you to take this guy. His name is Martin Fulmer. And I'll take Jonathan Fleming.
If I find Fulmer, you want me to interview him?
No, just stick to the telephone. You see, the people who tried to kill Min also have these men's files. Just try to find them, and once you do, let me know as soon as possible.
How long do we have?
I don't know. It'll be a race to see who finds them first. Now, I told Rita that we should all get together tomorrow afternoon and see what we've come up with. So why don't you meet me here outside my building, okay?
Okay.
That's it.
How is Mr. Mann?
I don't know.
Have you checked with the hospital?
No. Look, thanks a lot for helping out with this. I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
What about their fingerprints as a way to find these guys?
I already got the fingerprints from the Marine Corps. I gave them to Lieutenant Olson. He should have something for me in the morning.
Peter, it's not your fault that Mr. Min had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Hey, it sounds to me like his heart attack was caused by the strain of those guys busting into the house waving guns around.
Emily blames me for running away.
To get the police. Peter. Good night.
Emily, it's only because I have to prevent anyone from knowing that I'm Spider-Man that I ran away.
You're a coward. You left us to be killed.
If only I could tell you.
I never want to see you again.
I didn't know you had a bad heart, Mr. Min. If I had known, I wouldn't have run away. I swear I wouldn't have run away.